Charles, welcome to the Illinois Labor Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and Charles, the reason I wanted to get a hold of you today was that, was it Wednesday, the administration put out some new regulations, like labor regulations for the Office of Homeland Security?
Yes, the Department of Homeland Security and the Office of Personnel Management over the last 2 years has been crafting a new type of personnel system, which includes pay for performance. It limits bargaining for the unions, and it actually sets mandatory punishments for offenses within the federal sector. This is kind of strange because, number one, most of the officers within the Department of Homeland Security are law enforcement and security type personnel. Pay for performance is not a good thing for law enforcement personnel. Actually, do we really want to pay our local cops on how many tickets they write? No, that's probably not a good answer.
This would be like a quota system, say, at the airport or something?
Right, exactly. And it's probably not a good premise to work from. Let's face it, law enforcement and security works from the premise of deterrence. So if we do a very good job of deterrence, we don't have what we call adverse actions. And if we don't have adverse actions, how do you grade somebody on their job performance? Is it we look to see how well they polish their boots or, who's the yes man and who's not?
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned mentioned the term adverse action. Would that be an action that the personnel would have to take because of some Homeland Security breach, like you find something in the baggage at the airport? Or?
Well, let's not forget that, you know, the vast majority of people that we deal with on a day-to-day basis are everyday travelers coming to the United States for visit to visit family or friends or for business or pleasure. There are, on occasions, people that we run into that are coming to the United States to, let's say, work illegally or do other things. That's the vast majority of the type of work we do. So that's one key factor to keep in mind. Our job is to deter criminals from coming into the United States, whether it's a bank robber or anyone else. That's our primary job, and we do a very good job of that.
What other stipulations or conditions are changing besides this probably unmeasurable merit regulation?
One of the things that the agency is trying very hard to do is remove any checks and balances from the disciplinary system. For instance, let's say somebody has a little bit of a problem at work. They've shown up late a couple of times or whatever. What the agency wants to do is take it out of the hands of a third neutral party. They want to institute a system, or they are in the process of instituting a system, that makes the agency judge, jury, executioner, and witness. So in essence, what can happen is a supervisor can make an accusation. Because the supervisors made the accusation, they uphold that accusation. They act as a witness, and there's no third neutral outside party to be a check and a balance to ensure that the individual who's being accused has a fair trial.
Of course, as we all learn in grade school, check and balances are a major feature of our government for very good reason.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Is there anything about collective bargaining in this mandate or whatever you want to call it?
The Department of Homeland Security is working very hard to continue to limit and even further restrict collective bargaining rights for the rank and file members working within the agency. Federal employees do not bargain over pay or benefits. We're not permitted to strike by law. Our major bargaining areas are health and safety and quality of life issues. The agency is even further restricting the union's ability to bargain over those issues, what we call permissive issues. We won't be able to bargain over those. The average officer who's been doing this job for years and years will even have less input on their quality of life, how many hours they work, where they can be deployed to without notice, how long they can be kept there. These are issues that are very distressing for the officers working in the Department of Homeland Security. And unfortunately, I think the negative impact is going to be a lot of people polishing up their resumes and starting to look for other work outside of the federal government, at state and local municipalities. Let's face it, an immigration inspector spends 16 weeks at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, generally speaking, speaks one or two additional languages, has had a lot of contact with foreign nationals and understands the cultures to a certain degree. They're a very valuable commodity for state and local law enforcement agencies. The government spends thousands and thousands of dollars and years in training these officers, and we're going to start to lose them to other organizations. Another thing is today in the private sector, somebody coming out of the Department of Homeland Security, going into the private sector, acting as a security consultant, can make a lot more money now working on the outside than they can on working for the federal government. It's the same thing with working for the highway patrol or the state police. Law enforcement agencies outside the federal government are, as a rule, pay more than federal law enforcement does.
I wasn't aware of that. I was under the impression that the state police were well taken care of, but I wasn't aware that generally local law enforcement does get better pay than the federal. Anyway, it seems like the Bush administration is, this might be, seems to be part of their overall assault on many aspects that we take for granted in the federal government, such as, you know, not just Social Security, progressive income taxes, the ability to sue, but now it appears the civil service.
The civil servants in this country are definitely under assault in the federal sector. Many of us are veterans. We choose to work for the federal government because we want to continue serving our country. We're not doing it for the money and the glory because there's not a whole heck of a lot of that. But unfortunately... The training and the experience that the officers and employees in the Department of Homeland Security are being devalued by this administration. I don't understand how you can take somebody with 20, 25 years worth of law enforcement experience and tell them your opinions and your ideas, they don't count, and they'll put on a tacit show of listening. But when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, the agency has spent millions and millions of dollars sitting in the same room with the employees of the organization, but very few of the recommendations from the professionals have been taken into consideration.
What is the union planning on doing about this?
Well, the union, AFGE, has filed suit in the D.C. Circuit Court. The agency and the Office of Personnel Management has actually overstepped their bounds as to what the Homeland Security Act permitted them to do. For all intents and purposes, they have done away with collective bargaining, which Congress mandated the agency must honor. And there are some civil rights issues that need to be addressed. So we're hoping that the D.C. Circuit Court will take a very close look at this, grant the injunction that we've requested, and give us an opportunity to plead this in court.
Yeah, is there anything that our listeners could do to help?
Well, I think the first and most important thing to understand is I hope that your listeners understand that the officers working in the Department of Homeland Security are very dedicated professionals who care deeply about doing the job the right way. So the next time you're in an airport and you see one of us, you know, give us a pat on the back and say, hey, thanks. That's a huge thing. The other thing is contact your elected officials and let them know, whether or not they're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, that it's important that we take care of the people that are taking care of our borders. And that's the legacy immigration inspectors and customs inspectors and border patrol agents. And let them know that it's very important that we take care of these officers and make sure that they're treated fairly and with respect.
How can our listeners find out more about this?
Well, they can go to afge.org, and they can see what's being done in regards to making sure that the workplace for the federal employees is fair and equitable. And they can also find out how to contact local press, their congressmen and senators, and just find out what the real facts are behind this situation.
That was one thing that I noticed about your website that I thought was really interesting was you did have that page where people could get the addresses of local media outlets.
Right. Quick letter to the editor, the newspaper, or talking to the radio shows. That's a big help. It helps get the word out, and it informs the public.
Well, that's what we're trying to do here at the Illinois Labor Hour, Charles, and I thank you a lot for taking your time to do this interview.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you have a good evening.
You too. Goodbye.